Welcome in. Today we're building subtle arcade-style textures from scratch in Ableton Live, specifically for drum and bass effects. The vibe is modern control with vintage tone. Think micro details, not big chiptune melodies. This is about that barely there console grit, little UI blips, and retro movement that lives behind your drums and bass and makes the whole loop feel more alive. Quick mindset shift before we touch anything. If you can clearly identify the arcade track while the full mix is playing, it's probably too loud or too busy. Our goal is felt detail, not a featured layer. All right, session prep. Set your tempo anywhere from 170 to 176 BPM. Build a simple DNB foundation. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, and some hats or shakers to create roll. And put a bass line in, even if it's a placeholder. Don't design textures in solo. Textures are mixed decisions, not sound design vanity projects. We're going to build two layers, then route them into a texture bus for control. First layer, the arcade noise bed. This is continuous. It's going to breathe with your drums. Create a new MIDI track and drop an operator. In operator, on oscillator A, choose noise as the waveform. Now set the amp envelope so it holds. Bring sustain up. Keep attack short, like 5 to 20 milliseconds, set decay to 0, and give it a modest release, maybe 50 to 200 milliseconds. Then draw one long MIDI note, 4 to 8 bars. This is just a carrier. It'll sound like boring noise right now. That's fine. Now we convert it into arcade. Add auto filter first. Set it to bandpass. Start your frequency around 3.5 kHz, and sweep somewhere in the 2.5 to 6 kHz zone. Add resonance. Around 0.6 up to maybe 1.1. If your filter has drive, add a few dB, like 2 to 6. This is a big concept. We're deliberately placing the texture where small speakers can hear it, while not fighting the sub. The bandpass is your stay out of the way rule. Next, add redux. Start with bit depth around 8, and sample rate around 10 kHz. Then add just a tiny bit of jitter, like 0 to 3%. Jitter is that secret sauce that makes it feel like unstable old conversion instead of static, boring reduction. After redux, add saturator. Use soft sine or analog clip. Drive it maybe 2 to 6 dB, and keep dry slash wet around 30 to 60%. If you want it to sit steady, turn on soft clip, so peaks don't randomly jump out. Now we make it move. Add auto pan, but we're not doing obvious panning. Think tremolo and gentle stereo motion. Use a sine shape. Set the rate very slow, around 0.10 to 0.30 Hz. Amount 10 to 25%, and phase somewhere between 0 and 90 degrees. If you want it mostly level but slightly wider, keep the amount lower and use a little phase. Then add chorus ensemble if you have Live 11 or later. Set it to chorus mode. Rate around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz, amount 10 to 25%, and keep mix low, like 10 to 20%. The chorus here is not lush. It's slightly wrong, like old electronics. Now the part that makes this usable in DNB, sidechain. Put a compressor at the end of the chain. Enable sidechain, feed it from your drum bus or drum group. Ratio around 2:1 to 4:1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds so you don't destroy the transients, and release 60 to 140 milliseconds so it returns in time with the groove. Set the threshold so you're getting about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on hits. The noise bed should tuck down when the drums speak, then fill the space after. Gain staging target. Your noise bed fader will often live somewhere like -24 to -14 dB, depending on how dense your track is. Here's the test. Mute it. If the loop suddenly feels flatter and less alive, you nailed it. Unmute it. If you start thinking, wow, cool noise track, it's too loud. Before we move on, do a quick foreground safe check. Solo just the snare and bass, then bring the noise bed in. If the snare loses crack or the bass articulation blurs, fix it upstream. That means more filtering, a small EQ dip later, or more ducking. Don't just pull the fader and hope. Second layer, arcade UI blips. These are event-based, little call and response moments. Create another MIDI track, drop operator again. Set oscillator at a square wave, classic arcade. Now shape the amp envelope, attack 0 to 3 milliseconds, decay 60 to 160 milliseconds, sustain all the way down, basically minus infinity, and release 20 to 80 milliseconds. Short, snappy, out of the way. Now the real arcade magic. Pitch envelope. Turn it on an operator. Set the amount somewhere between plus 12 and plus 36 semitones, and decay around 40 to 120 milliseconds. This is what makes a tiny blip sound like a UI sound instead of a synth note. You can also go darker and heavier by flipping it downward, using a negative amount, so it dives instead of snapping up. That instantly turns coin into warning or error. Optional but nice. If you have lives LFO, map a tiny amount of pitch drift, like 1 to 4 cents, slow rate, 0.2 to 0.8 Hz. The goal is micro life, not to tune. Now we constrain it like vintage hardware. Put EQ8 first. High pass around 250 to 600 Hz, because there's no reason for blips to have low end in drum and bass. Then low pass around 7 to 11 kHz to simulate limited bandwidth. This is important. Bit reduction without bandwidth control becomes fizzy and fatiguing. Then add redux. Bit depth around 4 to 8. Sample rate around 8 to 16 kHz. Don't automatically go extreme. Extreme reduction is cool for fills, but our baseline should be mix safe. Then add drum bus. Yes, even on blips. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch 0 to 20%. Boom should usually be off. Damp to taste if it's too bright. Drum bus helps the blip read in a dense mix without needing it loud. Now we program rhythm. In rolling DNB, blips work best as call and response with snare and little gaps in the groove. Try placing a blip a 16th just before the snare, like a little pre-snare UI tick. Try a short error blip on beat 3 after the kick, or a tiny 2-hit answer after the snare. 2/16 THs that feel like a response, not a new melody. And velocity matters. Set one accent blip around 100 to 110 and keep the rest in ghost territory, maybe 40 to 70. If every blip is loud, it stops being texture and starts being percussion. To avoid MIDI perfection, use Groove Pool. Grab an MPC 16 swing around 55 to 60 or extract groove from a break. Apply it lightly, 15 to 35%. Just enough to lean into the pocket. Now we glue everything together with a texture bus. Select the noise bid and the blips, group them, and name the group Arcade Textures. On the group, we'll do clean control first, vibe second. At EQ8, high pass somewhere between 200 and 500 Hz. Then, if it's fighting your snare, make a gentle dip in the 3 to 6 kHz region, maybe 1 to 3 dB down with a moderate EQ around 1.5. Remember, that 2 to 6 kHz zone is where both snare crack and arcade presence live, so you have to make space. Add glue compressor next. Ratio 2:1, attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're not smashing textures, you're just making them behave like one unit. Then add a touch of saturator. Drive 1 to 4 dB, dry slash wet 20 to 50%. This is where it starts feeling printed, like it's coming from a box. Then utility. Width around 80 to 120%. Be careful here. Width is awesome until mono playback makes your texture disappear. The real trick is, it should still work in mono. If textures are still stepping on your drums, add another compressor after utility and sidechain from the snare or full drums for an extra subtle duck, like 1 to 3 dB. This is the just-in-case seatbelt. Now, extra coach moves that level this up. Mid/side intent, put a Q8 on the texture group in M/S mode. On the side channel, add a gentle high pass around 2 to 4 kHz. That means your width mostly lives in the air region, and the mid stays more stable. Translation: it survives phones, clubs, and mono Bluetooth speakers better. Also, set up one sanity macro. Create an audio effect rack on the Arcade Textures group and map a few controls to a single macro called Intensity. Map a tiny high shelf or filter brightness, redux dry slash wet or device on slash off for the texture vibe, your reverb send if you're using returns, and your sidechain threshold. Now you can ride one knob per section instead of fighting five parameters. That's modern control right there. If UI blips sometimes spike too hard, use transient protection. Put a limiter on the blip track and let it catch 1 to 2 dB. That keeps the clicky arcade punch without random jumps that poke above your snare. Workflow tip for CPU and clarity: when you like a moment, resample 4 to 8 bars of textures to audio and mute the MIDI sources. Then you can do micro edits like tiny fades, reverses, and stutters without stacking devices forever. Arrangement, DNB style. Textures are structure markers, not constant clutter. In the intro, use noise bid only, and low pass it to around 4 to 6 kHz. Automate the filter to open slightly every 4 bars. In the build, bring in UI blips and call and response with hats. In the drop, keep lips sparse, maybe once every 2 to 4 bars, so your drums and bass feel huge. For mid-drop variation, do a short arcade burst fill for half a bar, then go right back to discipline. Use negative space fills. Instead of adding more and more notes, remove something for an eighth note, like a hat or a ghost snare, and let one tiny blip answer that gap. It'll feel louder without turning anything up. Advanced variations. If you want extra spice, duplicate the noise bed into two states. Bed A is smoother, less redux, more filtering. Bed B is harsher, more redux, slightly higher bandpass, a touch more drive. Crossfade by automation so the harsh version only appears in fills and builds. For a gated shimmer without using a gate, set auto pan rate to 1/8 or 1/16, phase at 0 so it becomes mono tremolo, and keep amount low. Then automate amount higher on fills. You get a pixel shimmer that locks to your hats. And for transition chaos, put beat repeat on the blips of the whole group, keep it off most of the time, and automate it on for a half bar before a phrase change. Interval 1 bar, grid 1/16, chance 10-25%, low variation. Then switch it right back off so it stays special. A couple sound design extras if you want authenticity. For DAC whine, use operator sign, play a very high note, then lightly redux and bandpass it. Keep it extremely quiet. It's more like a psychological cue than a sound. For a fast coin hit without samples, make a short blip with upward pitch envelope, then add corpus with a metallic preset at low dry/wet, and filter after. It's shockingly convincing. Now the common mistakes to avoid as you build. Too loud or too constant. These should be missed when muted, not admired when soloed. Fighting the snare in the 2-6 kHz zone. If your snare loses bite, carve textures or duck harder. Overwidening. Width is not a substitute for level or EQ. Too much redux with no filtering. Always pair bit crush with band limiting. Random blips with no phrasing. In DNB, ear candy should respect 2, 4, 8, 16 bar structure. Let's finish with a quick practice exercise you can actually do in one sitting. Build the noise bed chain once. Then make 3 variations using only automation. First, filter opens over 8 bars. Second, redux sample rate subtly dips on bar 4 and bar 8. Third, auto pan amount increases only during fills. Then program 8 bars of UI blips, maximum 6 blips total across the whole 8 bars. At least 2 of them should be call and response after the snare. Group everything, bus process it, and level it so the loop feels flatter when muted, but still punchy when unmuted. If you want to take it further as homework, build a 3-intensity system with 3 macros, intensity, duck, and age. Then print 16 bars to audio and do surgical edits, fades on every clip edge, reverse 2 tiny hits, and 1 stutter right before a phrase change. This audio version is shortened for playback.